Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
All right. Thank you so much, Reagan. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to start off. We're going to talk about how to survive cabin fever. Then we're going to discuss what's going on in the family office world with the COVID-19 disruption. Then we'll talk to Larry Zinn about what's going on in the car world. And then we'll end up with Alan Garfinkel, where we'll talk all things about business interruption. So we've got a packed show. Let's get right at it. Reagan, take us out, and we'll be right back talking how to survive with cabin fever with Miranda Meadows. She's our therapist for today. Boy, do I need one. Reagan, take it away.
Everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and of course, 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain. Love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Get your motor running. Head out on the high.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you.
Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why would you do that? Well, I help families all across South Florida execute their real estate plans. I recently helped one family in downtown Miami sell their land to one of the big national developers. I helped another client up in Fort Lauderdale. He needed to liquefy his portfolio. We did that for him in less than a month. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are pumping a lot of tremendously fabulous energy at everybody today. Let's pick it up. Let's have a great time. We've got a fabulous first guest. It's Miranda Meadows. Miranda has been keeping Rebecca Carlson together. She's going to talk to us about how to stay calm when we've got cabin fever. Welcome back. Welcome to the show, Miranda.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So how's the weather up there in Chicago?
Well, it is snowing. So
look at the weather back there. It's about 90 today.
We woke up to snow today. So I guess a classic April day here.
Well, listen. So everybody's got a reason to be shut in anyway. Tell me, what are some really cool tips that you can give people when they're being shut in? Because this is an unusual circumstance. It's been almost a month. People must be going crazy. I know I am. So yeah. What can people do?
That great question. Yeah, I think right now I'm noticing, I don't know if you're noticing this with yourself and the people in your life, but I'm noticing that a lot of people right now are really starting to feel it. I think, you know, maybe the first couple weeks, there was a novelty and just all the adjustment to the new transition and change. And now I think just being trapped at home, or a lot of people are really feeling that they are trapped. And I think the first thing that I would really want to encourage people to remember is that this is a collective trauma in a lot of ways, everything that we are going through. Even if you aren't feeling directly impacted by the virus, you know, maybe you don't know anyone who has it, or maybe your business is going to be fine and you aren't too anxious about that. The thing is, there is still this massive way that all of our lives have changed in a very quick time period. And what was normal isn't normal anymore. And so
how can people adapt to that change? You know, I'm a control freak. It's driving me nuts.
And you are not alone in that, Jim. I think so many people are feeling that. You are naming the thing that I think is so hard for everyone, even before this happened. Uncertainty drives us crazy, right? Like, uncertainty is the thing that makes us the most anxious in the world. For some people, that means they're going to, you know, over-function and try to control more things. For other people, they're going to under-function. They're going to get frozen and feel, you know, like they are stuck and that they have a hard time motivating themselves.
I'm the first one. I overcompensate. And my wife is a kidney transplant survivor. We have a red stop sign on the door. She's absolutely terrified constantly. And so what would you say to somebody that's got this free-floating anxiety that's starting to take over for them?
That is such a good question. And thank you for sharing about your wife too, because I think, you know, for all of us, there's this invisible threat. And for some people, that weighs even heavier, you know, if you have...
I'm terrified.
Yeah, of course. And that is understandable. And that's where I think, first of all, just noticing and naming that that this is traumatic, and that to make space for that, that when our bodies are afraid and in survival mode, we are going to experience more anxiety. We can't really get around that. But what we can try to do is make space for that. Notice it. I think for a lot of people, we try to run from our feelings, or we get really caught up in those negative thinking patterns. So you might be very quick to jump to, well, what if I get it? What's going to happen? Am I going to die? You know, all these things that all these places we can go when we're anxious. And I think a really good way to think about being calm is that it has to do with being present. And yes, all those what if scenarios, they are possible. But right now in this present moment, you know, if you're really assessing where you're at, what can you control? I think that's a better question to ask than, you know, what could go wrong is, what can I control right now? Can't control our circumstances, but we can control how we care for ourselves, our routine or lack of routine. We can control where we put our energy and our thinking patterns. And so, for instance, if you can notice that you are freaking out mentally, maybe focusing on all these horrible scenarios, if you can just pause yourself and not judge it, but be able to kind of shift to the thinking of, what is it that I do have in my power to control right now? How can I care for myself? Asking yourself these questions that are more grounded in the present moment. Like, what can I do right now?
See, for me, this is very similar to a hurricane. You're involved in a snow day right now. The hurricane and the snow day, it's coming, it's here, it's gone.
Yes.
This thing is very, very long. It's going to wear people down. You know, you have to get a functional schedule. Mm-hmm. You just have to. You get up at the same exact time. You sit down at your desk at the same exact time. You get up, you have to have a hard stop. That's the big problem I'm having. Everybody pokes me after 5, after 6, after 7. Is it okay if I call you at 9? And it's all important. So you don't want to say no. Suddenly, you have no boundaries.
Yes.
You would think that the boundaries don't matter when you're locked up inside. I really haven't thought about this until just then, doctor. I hope that I owe you $75 after this.
We'll build an insurance. I I totally agree with you. I've talked with so many people, and even for myself, when I am trying to work from home, even if you are structured in the sense that you have things to do, it is so easy to be boundaryless, right? Like, it is so easy for that to blur. And I think one of the things that's been helpful for me is trying to consider how can I hold on to these boundaries? That is something I can control, right? I can't control the circumstance I'm in, but I can control some of the boundaries I set for myself. And, you know, maybe for some people that does look like having a more structured routine. Maybe it looks like, you know, turning off notifications at a certain time every day, or finding
a blue screen in the bedroom.
Yes, yes, exactly. Just finding ways to be present and to recognize that just because this situation is uncertain and out of control, it doesn't mean that you can't have boundaries. You can still do that. And you can also still make space for being really intentional about connecting to people. And I think that also is so important right now, because there's been so much loss. And I think a lot of people are grieving that. And yeah.
Well, to me, you know, I really find that the term social distancing is a misnomer and really a bad directional thing. What I do is I go to visit my mom a couple times a week, because otherwise she'd go absolutely loony. She's loony anyway, but this would make her even farther off the deep end. Sorry, Mom, I know you're watching. And, you know, and I go there and we talk and we just sit distant, you know, and it really works for both of us to address the isolation. And then I got to say, Bill Maher, he has the best observation, because I have the same problem from here. I could see the 195 and there's nobody on it. All I want to do is get in my car and drive.
It sounds like you are finding ways to stay connected and listen to what you need right now, for sure. And I totally agree with you that the phrase social distancing isn't maybe the
physical
best
way. Distancing, social connections.
Yes. Yeah. And I read somewhere, someone said something about how maybe physical distancing is the better way to look at it. You know, not getting close to people physically, but that doesn't mean you can't stay connected emotionally.
Socially integrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, one of the tips that really has been working for me is something that we're going to say after the turn of the quarter hour. DJ hasn't entered the waiting room. So Miranda, can you stick around and do another segment with me?
Sure, yeah.
I want to talk about the most important part of the recovery. There's one word that's really important. It's called poise.
Oh, I would love to talk about that with you.
Okay, well, we'll be back after we go to commercial. We'll talk about poise and how to maintain your cool and calm during these challenging times. We'll be right back with Miranda Meadows, my psychologist for the day.
Everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, the 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. That's right. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need to sell your urban land? I can help with that too. I have friends and clients all across the country that are just waiting to help you capitalize your real estate transaction. Want to finance your high-rise residential project? Just raised $15 million from an institutional pension fund to do that. That's right. It's different every time because your project isn't the same as everybody else's. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. Another one bites the
dust. Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. Oh, man, we are back, and we are back with Miranda Meadows, my therapist for the day. Miranda, thank you for taking on such an impossible task. And Rebecca Carlson, she's hanging out in the waiting room. Reagan, why don't you bring Becca on, too? Because one of the things that we're doing here at Fried on Business to help people break all of the mundane daily stuff about being quarantined, I always forget the word, is we're running a contest, and it's really a lot of fun. Becca, tell us a little bit about the contest.
So this is super exciting because we have identified a mascot for Sandstone Realty Partners, and that mascot is just the most adorable St. Bernard ever. And, you know, just like Jim is always ready to help, a St. Bernard is always there and always ready to help too. And we thought it was the perfect mascot, but we have this huge challenge, and that is we don't know what to name him. So we've been receiving.
Ask your kids. So far, we've got all kinds of cute names. Of course, an adult wanted to name him Boozer. Not going to happen, although I do like the basketball player. Freedom, like that, especially spelled F-R-I-E-D-O-M. I love that one. And then Liberty, which is sort of what I'm leaning towards, actually. I like Liberty. So,
yeah, and there have been some other fun ones that have come through, like Victory and Sunshine.
Ooh, I like that.
Sandy and Rocky. So we've seen some great names come through, but if we could have people continue to submit their ideas, then next week we can start talking about whether we are going to pick the top three and let people vote. Well, you know, we are a democratic organization here. We want to hear from the people. It's important.
Yes, we are. All right. So let's hear from some more people. Becca, I love you. Thank you so much for coming up with that fun idea and the cute picture of the St. Bernard. I really like it. I think it's great because we really are here to help everybody, which is why we've got Miranda on now. So Miranda, let's talk about that. Most people at this point are nuts. Everybody that I know is a control freak. And if they're not, they're married to one or their kid is forcing them. Last night on TV, they were talking about the mothers that are locked up at home with their kids. Mm-hmm. With no time off. So I think it's a great opportunity to talk about what the most important thing is, which is defending yourself, private time, personal time, nurturing yourself, locking yourself in the bathroom and eating a cookie. I don't know, but there's got to be something everybody likes that they can escape to. What do you think?
I feel like what I'm hearing in that is that we all have ways we need to take care of ourselves right now. And I think it goes back to the fact that we are all really stressed right now and maybe in different ways. And we have a stress response. And I think it is important for us to know what are the things we go to when we're stressed. You know, is it eating all the cookies? Is it, you know, are there things that we do that are unhealthy? Are there things that we do that are healthy? And noticing those things, having compassion on ourselves in the ways that we function with when we're stressed. And then maybe trying to lean into like, what is it telling us when we're wanting to eat all the cookies? Like, am I just really anxious? Do I need more space for myself? How can I cultivate that when I'm stuck at home with my kids or, you know, having trouble getting away from work because now it's all at home and really just trying to find ways to care for yourself. I think that's what's important right now, or one of the many things that's important, but it's also hard. And I think it's important to name that this is a unique situation and it might take some creativity to figure out what does it look like to find a new normal during this really abnormal time?
Well, I think that ties into the word I was using at the break, which is poise. Mm-hmm. I've already lost mine. I'm very embarrassed about that personal incident. But when you have a jackhammer on the top of your head and you're trying to onboard to start doing some new stuff, it can kind of get to you. So, you know, when the person that you interact with is also under the same kind of stress for almost the exact same reasons, it can be somewhat of a flashpoint.
Yeah.
I think that what people need to do is give each other consideration and understand that your circumstances aren't unique. And in some cases, the person you're talking to may have it worse.
Yeah, I think that's going back to the ways we react in stress. And like I was saying earlier, sometimes we overfunction, some people underfunction. And I think that's a way to have compassion on both ourselves and others. You know, what the people you're living with and interacting with right now is that we're all under stress in some way. And a lot of it is a shared stress that we are all holding. But then we also have our unique stressors that come under the circumstance, you know?
Well, look, you've got the anxiety. You're trying to make, if you're one of these hyperactive people, you know, you're trying to make it perfect. You're never going to get perfect by definition. You're frustrated because actually, you know, you're starting to see on the news, you can almost find good news. Almost. Okay. I look at good news as they're talking about opening up the city. You know, it's almost here. It's on the tracks. It's, it's probably months away still, but at least they're talking about it now.
Right.
And this, you know, frantic chase for the protection stuff, at least now there's places where you can find it. It may not arrive yet, but it's sort of out there. So it's creaking. We're creaking. I love the way I look with all the coming and going on the thing. It's creaking. To try to restart. People are calling me, Jim, how are we going to restart? I have a little insight, so they think that I know how we're going to restart. I sort of do, but I don't. And we're going to restart the way that Dr. Fauci says, clunky, back and forth. And if people look at those charts, they're going to see that usually they have a double peak. Mm-hmm. And now if we're being effective and we're flattening it, well, by definition, you know, we all had graphs. You're making the top farther out. That means you're going to be inside longer.
Right.
What
right.
It is. The more successful we are, the harder it is. It's sort of counterintuitive. And then the worst part is you can look outside and see people that aren't doing it. Drives me crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I won't say what I've seen them out there doing, but suffice it to say they include the homeless guy when they're modifying their moods in groups. What is this? You're crazy. Not that the homeless guy doesn't deserve to be treated nice, but you shouldn't be socializing like that and passing whatever you might between each other.
Right. So you are seeing people here. They aren't social distancing or physical distancing. Yes.
They're not. What they are doing is they're addressing their stress by violating rules and self-medicating.
Yeah. Right. And I think that's where it's helpful to have compassion on that. And also it can be hard to see things like that, right? Where, especially when, if you're trying really hard to respect kind of those rules of
physical. We're sacrificing. Behavior. It's a sacrifice. The entire world is sacrificing in a way that it's very complicated to understand how it might recover.
Right.
It is. Anything? Every government, I don't want to, you're the therapist, so I don't want to talk negative. No. So let's just say we'll get there. So how do we get there? You said focusing on today. So I want to talk about what I did with my wife. My wife was very uptight, very stressed. And I promised her when starting at 5 o'clock yesterday, I said, it's going to be only you. There's no stress. You can't do anything wrong. What is it that you'd like to do? She goes, I'd like to rest. And then I want to cook you a nice dinner. I said, great. Mm-hmm. Great. And whatever she cooked tasted delicious. I don't care if it's a shoe. It tasted delicious. And what she really tried to do, you know, when you were preambling, you would buy frozen stuff. You didn't know what to buy, so you just bought. So I had to eat that last night. Pretty good, actually. She got this asparagus risotto. I love her so much. Can you tell? Asparagus risotto. And then there was something else special that she did. Asparagus risotto. I'm forgetting. But it was really good.
Delicious.
She's tremendous. And she tries to make it different. And I think, doctor, that's a key. To try to keep it fresh, to try to do different things, to try to do interesting things, and to team up. And to try to provide things to the community like Beck and I are with this contest.
I love that idea of doing something different and getting creative. I think often the most creative times in history are in times where people are experiencing some sort of hardship, you know, and I think that there is opportunity here for being creative, and being creative in how you connect with others, how you care for yourself and each other. And that can provide that variety, which is part of what I hear you saying, is that not having the same thing happening every day, just on repeat, is something that can be really helpful when you are in the midst of this uncertain time, and this time where, although it's uncertain, there is also a lot of things. There are a lot of things that feel the same right now because we're at home all the time, or most people are.
I'm texting Larry right now to set him up for Zoom.
All right. Well, and I wanted to jump in very quickly because one of the ways I know that Jim has been coping, and I know various others are also coping and maintaining their kind of sanity through this time, is to find ways to contribute and to find things that have real purpose so that you're not just isolated to your own world and your own home. And whether that's, I know people, lots of people are making masks and things like that. People who are seamstresses, people are buying foods for first responders, which is amazing. Like giving business to restaurants, which desperately need it, and also providing those meals for people who are at the front lines. But Jim has a pretty special opportunity here that I wanted Jim.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
All right. Well, Jim has been able to find an organization that actually has masks available, like the real deal ones, not.
Yeah. So let me talk about that. Machine. Okay. For the past few weeks, I've been working with all these, grabbers of ghost dust and everything else that say they have masks, but I have masks. I have them through the Knights of Malta. They're all set up. We've been following them for many weeks, and now I can sell them in blocks as small as 20. So just email me or text me. If you want a personal size, 20 is the minimum. And these are seemingly at pre-pandemic prices. I can get them for $3.63 for the KN95s, and for the three flies, I can get them for 65 cents. I'm not here to advertise. I'm here to inform. Really want to get them to religious groups and small groups so we can start helping the community get open. The FBI has been chasing these bad deals. I can tell you right now that what I've got is is through a circumstance that's approved by the federal government. The guys I'm working with are involved with the federal government. Federal government knows what's going on with this program. This is not a rogue program, and I'm not just some guy in a corner selling watches, which is what somebody said. So I want to thank Becca. I want to thank Miranda. I'm going to Reagan. I gotta go off. I gotta send Larry an email. I'm going to go do that right now. Let's go to break, and then we'll be back with Larry's in right after this.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain. Love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Get your motor running.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm the founder of Sandstorm Realty Advisors. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why would you do that? Well, I help families all across South Florida execute their real estate plans. I recently helped one family in downtown Miami sell their land to one of the big national developers. I helped another client up in Fort Lauderdale. He needed to liquefy his portfolio. We did that for him in less than a month. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Oh boy, am I excited for our next guest. We've got Larry Zinn on. Since Larry's been on, he opened up a new store, had a baby, stopped the COVID-19. I mean, all kinds of stuff. So Larry's in. Welcome to the program. You know, blessings to you and your beautiful wife, Courtney, on the gorgeous daughter that I keep looking at here all the time. My wife keeps showing me the pictures. And high five on your gorgeous place that I've been to repeatedly, including after the crazy COVID-19 thing. Larry's in. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you
hear
me?
Okay, perfect. I can hear you.
Awesome.
I could hear you if we weren't on the call, Jim.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for tolerating me, Larry. I love you, man. So listen, you know, I went to the store a couple of weeks ago, got my car serviced. I don't think people realize that the auto industry is still working, that you guys are deemed essential because it's transportation. And I think it's important that you talk about the steps you're taking at the store, because it's an outlook on how we can get our economy back open again, because other places are going to have to behave and follow your guys' example.
Yeah, you know, Jim, this has been a moving target since the beginning, and we've been trying to get better as this has gone along, but all of our employees are following social distancing guidelines, wearing masks. Anybody who is touching a customer's car, not only do we have masks, gloves, we also have disposable car seat covers and steering wheel covers. And for anybody's vehicles that do come in for sales or service, we are now doing a complimentary disinfectant to the vehicle, which is also a protector for the interior and is supposed to help from bacteria building on the high-touch surfaces. So your screens, your gear shift levers, your steering wheels, the things that are commonly touched, this is supposed to also prevent bacteria growing on those, and it is EPA and OSHA approved.
God, I'm coming in for that next week, Larry. I'm calling May when we're done. Talk a little bit about how you moved from 441 over to Biscayne and how that impacts your ability to serve the community.
I'm sorry, Jim, you cut out. Can you repeat that?
You guys recently moved from 441 over to Biscayne Boulevard in front of FIU.
Yes.
Please talk about the impact that has on your customer base.
So frankly, you know, we've moved closer to our customer base. We've also been able to expand our capacity primarily in service. So for us, this opens up a lot more opportunity for customers to get their vehicles in faster and get them out faster as well. It also seems to be much more of a convenience, because in the area, there's much more for our clients to do. So if you happen to drop your vehicle off for service and you want to run by Costco, or under non-COVID times, you know, wanted to go to the mall or other things in the area, you know, those options are available to you. Not to mention the facility is state of the art. We've got all sorts of amenities available for our customers. And it is certainly something that we're very proud of.
It was tremendous. I went in there. They got me in and out in less than an hour and a half. In the middle, they gave me a loaner so I could go do my banking, which I did by waiting in line and then use the remote teller. So it was great. I had the best experience. I really, really did. Now, Larry, what are some of the things that the auto industry is going to have to confront as we go through the COVID-19? There's all kinds of financing things I'm seeing on TV, all kinds of other things. And how are you treating your employees? Is everybody still there? Or do you have to furlough people?
As far as the industry goes, we're going to have to see how things are going to play out. Currently, you're seeing inventories build throughout the industry. These are cars that were already produced. March is typically our biggest or one of the biggest months of the year for most dealers. Wow. And March didn't happen. So a lot of inventory is built up. But then, you know, as we get to the tail of this, then for the most part, production shut down. So 3-4 months from now, those inventories hopefully will balance out when things do get back to normal, which hopefully they do. It's going to cause some supply constraints, not only on the vehicle side, but on the parts side. And we've seen some interesting things happen with the wholesale market for pre-owned vehicles, because at the moment it doesn't really exist. The auctions, there isn't really much data for us to go off of. It's certainly an unprecedented time in that regard.
You know, Larry, you and your team of, business leaders, you, Eric, Warren, really are forward-thinking leaders in our community. I wanted to thank you guys for remaining open, providing good quality jobs for the people in our community, and to provide a great example. I want to tell you a story, Larry. I was speaking at Norland Senior High the other day. One of the young men said that he didn't want to go to college. Instead, he wanted to work in some form here vocationally. I told him, would he like to work at a place like Warren Henry? Talk about the types of people that you hire, Larry, because you are a gift to our community.
Well, you know, we offer all sorts of different types of positions. And it's interesting that you bring that up, Jim, because we're actually working to open up our own location for vocational training for technicians. Awesome. And we hope to have that up by the next school year. So, students who don't necessarily want to go to college, who'd love to get into the automotive industry, we're hopefully going to have a program in short order that would offer those students additional opportunities to become technicians. We also have sales, accounting, all sorts of different roles that are typically available. Unfortunately, during this time, you know, growth is kind of paused, but we anticipate that we'll be getting out of this in short order, and hopefully everything will come back together in our economy in a faster fashion.
I think it will. I think that we're going to, like you said, experience supply constraints that will hold pricing up on certain commodity goods and other things. And I think that within a year or so, things will be back to normal that way. And then we'll be having to work out what I'm calling the forbearance portion of our economy. I've talked to many people in the apartment game. People are continuing to pay rent. And I know that you and I talked, and oh boy, am I going to take you back, Larry, when it was the last recession, you told me one of the things people didn't let go of was their cars. So I got to believe that the auto industry is going to do okay.
I'd certainly like to hope so. We've seen some great, great moves from the manufacturers as well, doing things to defer payments for clients. People whose leases are coming up, offering automatic extensions. There's a lot of manufacturers who have stepped up, who understand the times that people are going through. And I think that's going to go a long way when this is all said and done.
You know, Larry, tell me a little bit about what the most exciting thing coming up is in the auto industry that really has you excited?
Well, you know, Jim, it's really difficult because it's almost like everything hit the pause button. You know, we had the Geneva Auto Show that, you know, typically is a huge event for us. That was canceled. Supercar Saturday, we haven't been able to have that. That's our great event, which I know you've been to many times.
Love
the one
that
thing that I can say that hasn't been canceled is still coming and is, you know, certainly a differentiator for one of our brands is the all new Land Rover Defender that's going to be coming. That vehicle exited the North American market in 1997, and we haven't had a version of that since. Since that time, the Colt popularity in the United States has grown tremendously. And if you haven't seen the new car yet, you've got to look it up because they did an absolutely fabulous job for the resurrection. I mean, it is, you know, everything that a Defender should be, while still, you know, it still maintains the off-road capability and the rugged, you know, the ruggedness, I guess, if that's a word, but also can now be daily driven.
Is it going to come in yellow, Larry?
It doesn't come in yellow yet. First question that I asked.
I guess great minds think alike, Larry. When are you going to have it in the showroom?
So we did have one in the showroom at the end of last month. We'll have it at our Land Rover South Dade location in the coming week for display. And then hopefully we'll be able to start deliveries on those by the end of next month.
Oh, wow. Wow. So what's the price point on something like that? Not that I'm interested.
So it's going to start in the high 40s for a Defender 110. That's right. A vehicle that's going to, it's a four, or you could call it a five door, I guess, with an optional 5+2 configuration. So you could sit up to seven people in it. And then in the coming months after that, we'll get a Defender 90, which will be smaller, start at a little bit lower of a price point. But you know, you'll be able to get either 5 or 6 seat configurations in that vehicle, which is pretty cool.
That sounds really tremendous. And Larry, I want to make sure that everybody realizes again that you guys have moved, that you moved to the east side of town, a little closer to the customer base. Tell people where you're located and about the free stuff they're giving away for people to come in for service and stuff. I really want to make sure people know.
So we're located at our main campus, which is Warren Henry Jaguar. Land Rover North Dade and Warren Henry Infinity is located at 151st and Biscayne Boulevard. For those that would like to come in, we are offering free sanitization services for their vehicle. Make sure that the vehicles are clean and sanitized after we get anywhere near it. Also, it provides protection from germs. And then additionally, for those that don't want to come in, we'll pick up your vehicle. So if you're not comfortable coming in for service right now, that's fine with us. We'll be happy to pick up the vehicle, drop you off a loaner car if you need it, and then drop the vehicle back off to you when we're finished. We understand, Larry, that, you know.
Larry, you treat the loaner car with the antibacterial also?
Absolutely.
Okay, I was wondering about that. I just want to make sure. I want to end with giving you and Courtney the best on your beautiful young lady. God bless you. That's what we're really all about here. As a new member of the Warren Henry family.
That's right. Well, she's already the boss. Yeah. She's only 8 months in.
Hey, she's Courtney's daughter. Come on.
So I appreciate it very much. Please send my best to Vivian. I hope you guys are staying safe and healthy. And as always, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show and let people know what's going on. And, you know, most certainly appreciate what you do for the community and, you know, how you're continuing to support everybody. You know, Jim, you're the best.
Thank you, Larry. I couldn't be who I am without all the people that I depend on for love and kindness. And you and Eric are right up there. Warren, I love you guys. So thank you so much, Larry. Best to the family. We'll be right back. And Alan Garfinkel's tell us how, if you got a case for business interruption. I got the answer. The answer is yes. Back after this.
Out here in the fields, I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer. best value guarantee, and of course, the 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. That's right. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need to sell your urban land? I can help with that too. I have friends and clients all across the country that are just waiting to help you capitalize your real estate transaction. Want to finance your high-rise residential project? Just raised $15 million from an institutional pension fund to do that. That's right. It's different every time because your project isn't the same as everybody else's. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. Another one bites the dust.
Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, this is a great segment we're going to have. We started off with our psychotherapy, keeping calm, and now all the business people that think they got a case to get some money for being out of business, well, that's making them nuts, and we're going to calm them down now with Alan Garfinkel. Alan Garfinkel is the founder of the Garfinkel Law Firm. He's an international expert on business interruption cases. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a million, Jim. I appreciate you having me back.
It's my absolute pleasure. You know, there's a lot of confusion out there, Alan. Now that the virus has been rippling around the world, we're starting to see how people, how places like China are coming out with it, and insurance plays a big part of it. But people were felled, you know, entire businesses, careers, real estate deals were lost. Do people have a case, Alan?
They do. And as a matter of fact, you brought up China. And the fact is that the Chinese insurance companies are almost universally providing coverage for their businesses, and that's not under their communist plan. That's actually under their insurance companies, and so that's what we're here to talk about today, Jim. That the fact is that many of our friends and neighbors have businesses. We know them. They've lost business, and there is coverage in many cases.
So, Alan, people are scared. Miranda and I talked about it earlier today on the show. The uncertainty is really, really eating at them. And I got to believe that they really can't even estimate the depth of their loss yet. What should they be thinking about? What kind of things should they be doing to prepare now to collect as soon as possible?
Well, first of all, they need to do whatever they can, of course, common sense wise, to protect themselves and their families and their businesses, obviously. So whatever they need to do, for example, restaurants are pivoting to takeout and delivery and so forth. We've seen that. You've recommended on your shows and so forth to take those natural pivots. But as a natural course of their business, a big source of potential recovery and is business loss insurance. Most businesses have this kind of coverage. Most businesses have workers' compensation insurance. Businesses have all sorts of different coverages. I think the first thing they have to do is gather up their policies, give them to their accounting person or bookkeeper, administrator, CFO, and get them in the hand of a professional for them to review. Our law firm, Jim, and you know, historically, we've been doing this for 30 years. We will review all commercial business policies to see whether or not the business loss that was suffered is covered. We'll do that for free. We'll do that for no cost. And then we'll report back our findings to the business owner.
Hold it. Say that again. Because I've been talking to like law firms and accounting firms about helping with the PPP and all that other stuff. And they're charging by the hour for consulting services. You're saying you're going to do it for free?
That's correct, Jim. What we do is, again, we're set up for this. Our firm has reviewed thousands of policies relating to this pandemic. And in many, many circumstances, people are looking for in one policy where there's no coverage. And it turns out that in another policy that they have, there is coverage. We will review all business insurance policies that any business owner has. We will do it for free. We will do it thoroughly. We will provide that information at no cost to the business. That's what we do.
Now, you do this for large companies? Do you do this for service companies? Do you do this for hospitality? Do you do this for large, high net worth individuals? You know, what's your real silo of expertise here? Because there's so many people that need this kind of help.
Great question. Everything from sporting franchises, convention centers, hotels, small businesses, developers, condominiums, churches, anyone that is expecting or any business, whether it's nonprofit or traditional business, that has suffered a loss due to the governmental closings or shutdown orders or anything relating to this pandemic.
How about municipality?
Same thing, Jim. Even really? Municipalities have this. Yes. Even though they have some coverage. Yes. Again, you know, what we're looking for is insurance policies might provide relief to folks that had the foresight to secure coverage. You might have read, Jim, that Wimbledon had been paying the organization for years and years and years, and now they have a multi-$100 million claim that is being paid. And so
that's what insurance is.
That's what insurance is for. What I want to be very specific, Jim, I don't know, and this is all that I do, I don't know of any insurance company that's going to jump out in front and say, we're going to provide you coverage. In many cases, we will have sophisticated business owners that'll have someone in their C-suite call up the insurance broker, which has no say in whether or not there's coverage or not, put them through to a frontline claims adjuster, who will automatically say no coverage, whether there might be coverage, where there isn't coverage, where there may possibly be coverage. That is the time exactly, Jim, to get that in front of a professional. So the first thing that business owners ought to do, if they're interested in possibly getting insurance to cover their losses, is to have their policies reviewed. And please don't just rely upon an internal expert that you have in your organization, that's all they do year in and year out is secure coverage, or you call up the insurance company and the insurance company says no coverage. Please have an insurance expert review the policy. And many, many times, Jim, the insurance lawyer, the expert that just specializes in this, will do it and should do it at no cost to the business owner.
Now, Alan, oftentimes I speak to people, they say, I looked at my policy, it doesn't cover this, I read it twice. There's different ways to look at these things, and that's why somebody needs their representation and one that's highly educated as opposed to an adjuster who's really perhaps not as familiar with this.
Well, the adjuster may be, you know, familiar with it, but let's say it just says, for example, you know, there's specific exclusions for a pandemic.
Right.
And the policy says you're not covered for a pandemic.
Right. Well,
you know, there might be a different provision in the insurance company that might provide coverage if the municipality or the state or the governor says, you can't use that road, you can't use that access point to get to your business. There's multiple ways to look at. Again, we will never guarantee that we will absolutely guarantee the insurance company will pay. But I think it's foolish for a business owner not to at least vet to determine whether or not their policy may provide coverage.
Yeah, those weird, unique policy clauses exist, like in a student housing lease. You know, the parent is guaranteeing it, except if the university has to close for a pandemic or something like that, terrorism, whatever, and they close for the year. So there are those really cool clauses. This is tremendous, Alan. How do people get a hold of you? Is there a number, a website? What's going on?
Oh, that's kind of you, Jim. We can be reached at... My email address is alan@garfinkel.law, not .com, .law. So it's alan@garfinkel.law. Our website is www.garfinkel.law. We handle these claims all over the country. We have partnering firms that are representing significant businesses, small businesses that have coverage, major corporations that have coverage, and in almost, you know what, Jim, I will tell you honestly, there hasn't been one person that we believe is covered under the policy that says, Alan, here, look, we have coverage. It's just the opposite. People come to us and say, we don't believe that we have coverage, but you know, if you want to pursue it, go ahead. And you know, we're, not only are we lawyers, Jim, but we're also business guys. And when we do provide representation, Jim, we're going to be advancing all of our attorney's fees, all of our costs. We're not going to be charging our clients by the hour or a flat rate. We're charging the clients based upon in the event that we're successful. So, Jim, if we have to hire forensic accountants to establish the loss, if we have to hire municipality experts or what have you to, you know, testify as what's going on in the community and what they did in the community. And we have to pursue a claim against the insurance company on behalf of a business owner that has a commercial business policy. We're going to do it on complete contingency. And, wow. And we only charge monies in the event that we win, Jim.
Wow. I want you working for me. This is tremendous.
Well, it'll be our pleasure.
This is tremendous. Listen, we've got to go, so I'm going to invite you back in a couple of weeks to talk about some other stuff that you've got in this workout community that we got going on. Miranda, you're hired.
Thank you, Jim.
You're hired. We need her back, Becca. She's tremendous. Becca, you're going to help me name that puppy dog, right? That rescue dog?
What's we need all the help we can get.
What's your favorite?
Oh, Jim, I love sunshine, but I don't think that's probably the appropriate sandstone name for the dog, but I would pick sunshine.
I like Liberty, but we're there. We'll have a debate. So we know two of the leaders. We're still looking for the third name to drop in there. I know. I really appreciate everybody. I want to thank Reagan for running the show. I want to thank Larry Zinn for being on and being our sponsor. Without Larry, we got no show. Let's see, who else did we have on? We had Miranda. Miranda was terrific. We'll have to get DJ back. He was busy, and of course, Alan Garfinkel making sure he protects our assets. So, thank you everybody. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us next week, noon, Wednesday. Blog is all up. Thanks to you, Becca. Now, a lot of people have to get out there and do something. Some people don't have what it takes, but you do. So now you go out there, you make it happen. Have a great week. I'll see everybody next week. Remember, if you need PPP or whatever they call it, masks and stuff, give me a call. I can help. Bye. Reagan, hit the out button.